Taking notes on a computer can be challenging, especially if you compare computer notes with handwritten notes. When you're handwriting, you don't focus as much on taking those notes. Well, you don't focus as much on how you take the notes. You more so focus on what you're taking. You don't get that same experience if you're writing your notes on a computer. When writing notes on a computer, you mostly focus on typing or alignment. Those are things that are kind of solved already by certain software such as Org Mode, which is fantastic when it comes to note taking, but I still believe it could be much better. That's why I've developed the package called Lectorg. It's a collection of scripts and snippets which allow you to improve your note-taking experience on a computer, of course, making you more focused on the subject rather than the process of taking notes. So why use Emacs? Well, again, if compared with other software, it has a lot more customizability, and it can also unify pretty much anything you need in student life or work life into one place. The problems that Lectorg solves are kind of, as I mentioned, already solved partially by Org Mode itself. What I've done is simply make a bunch of additions to Org Mode through an external package, but I've also developed other submodules, one of them being HBH, which allows me to easily plan out my days, HBH hour by hour. Therefore, I can plan out my days by on an hourly basis, practically. But I've also built something called Reorg, which, for those of you that are familiar with the Remarkable tablet, it allows you to integrate notes from your Remarkable into Emacs, into your Org Mode notes, basically. Now, I believe there's already another talk on integrating handwritten notes into Emacs, so I won't get too much into that. So again, at the heart of Lectorg is Org Mode, which, for those of you that might not be familiar, Org Mode is one of the best pieces of software when it comes to basically capturing any sort of text, managing that text, exporting it into various different formats, which is perfect for taking notes, because you can either export them, take them on the go, if you don't have access to your computer all the time, or you can share them with friends, which, well, that is somewhat self-explanatory in how that can help you or others. Now, the ecosystem of Lectorg, it's a bit chaotic as of right now. It's a package itself, lectorg.el, which also partially relies on a collection of Python scripts, as I didn't have that much time to develop the software strictly in ELISP, but it still gets the job done, and I believe that there is no speed hindrance. Now, to further improve Lectorg, I'd love to ask for your help. If you have encountered any sort of issue when it comes to note-taking or academics in general, I would love to integrate your solution, or if you don't have one, we can come up with one, into Lectorg. Also, if anyone would be willing to transcribe those Python scripts into a more Lisp approach, then that'd be fabulous. So let's look at how Lectorg works in practice. We'll look at two examples. One of taking notes for math, and the other for business, I believe. Now, I have to mention that all of the things that I do in that example do not cover all the functions and features of Lectorg. There is decent documentation on the Lectorg GitLab page, so do check that out for further reference.
For our first example, we're going to start off with taking notes for statistics. Now, what I'm doing here is opening Lector Hub, which allows me to associate certain resources with this particular course. Here I've opened the book which I have associated with this course, and I'm gonna go right in and start taking some notes on the cumulative distribution function here. Now, what OrgMode allows you to do is integrate LaTeX into regular text quite easily, preview it, and then later export it. Now here we can see the first usage of a snippet, exclamation point and M, which inserts a block for entering a LaTeX equation. Now what I'm trying to do here is take a screenshot of the figures in the book, which is done with org download, not a part of LectorG, but a very useful tool. Now that is it for math. Let's look at something a bit different. We're gonna take a look at business. More specifically, taking notes on the product lifecycle. Here on the left, I have certain notes from class, which are not complete. As you can see at the top, there's a comment also done using LectorG, which puts this file into a to-do so that I can get back to it whenever I want or schedule this to-do. Now I'm taking notes on a video lecture, which I've opened again through LectorG Hub. As you can see right now, I'm inserting another snippet for PlantUML, which immediately exports it to a file. And again, I'm gonna be using org download here to insert another figure at the top.
I hope this demonstration was useful. Once again, it did not demonstrate everything. You can find more on GitLab. I hope some of you might consider using LectorG in your academic life, or perhaps even in some areas of business. I believe that is everything I have to demonstrate for today. Thank you for listening to this talk. Have a nice rest of the day.